Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
I'm delighted to welcome you back. It's time now to meet some local businesses here in Carrick and Shannon. I'm delighted to welcome to the program Kieran Kelly. He's the co-owner with his brother John here of the Landmark Hotel, our host today. Also joining us is Derry Lynch, Head of Solution Consulting at Cora Systems. Paul O'Brien of OBM Financial Services is going to tell us about the Carrick Camino. And Eileen and Seamus Gibbons have electric bike trails over there in the adjacent town of Leitrim also join us. Maybe I could start with you, Kieran, as our host. Firstly, thank you for having us here to your wonderful hotel, and we appreciate all you've done for us. But tell us about the Landmark. It's here a number of years. How did it all come about?
Good morning, Bobby, and good morning to your listeners. Landmark Hotel is 25 years young. In fact, it was the site was actually found by my brother John. It was a vacant site for many, many years. And we went ahead with the decision to put a hotel property on here and develop the hotel plus the retail and residential next door. So that's how the Landmark came. And we've had 25 successful years and looking forward to more. And we're delighted that in some way we've contributed to the town. When we started here, I believe there were 6 food outlets in Carrick and Shannon, including the 2 petrol stations. Today, I think there are more like 24 or 26. It means there's a lot more competition. But one of the things we've realised with good competition, it helps the town, it helps the business, and it brings in more visitors and guests as well. We are very fortunate that after the first year of opening in Carrick and Shannon, Bank of America opened here, and that was a fantastic employer. Today, it's Avant Money. But there's at least 6 or 8 other big companies in Carrick and Shannon that have helped tremendously to grow and develop the town.
Yeah.
After us, the likes of Masonite, Cora Systems, Avant Money, as I mentioned, VistaMed.
You don't have to mention them all. But in terms then of working together, Connor mentioned earlier there about the number of listed businesses on the Chamber of Commerce. So there seems to be a good business community that work with the council, that work with local residents.
Yeah,
that's all
true.
Part of
it. Well, there you go. That's probably one of the key factors for the success of the town. There's a number of us who are all in business and compete for business.
Yeah.
But when it comes to promoting and developing the town, we always put that first and foremost. We work very well together. We have a vibrant Chamber of Commerce. We have a very good Tidy Towns. We have a very good committee that looks after late by business, etc. And I think the key to the success of a town like Carrick and Shannon is everybody working together. Okay. From a tourism point of view, we work very much on the destination marketing. That means all of the business that are tourist providers coming together.
All right, let's talk to Derry Lynch, Head of Solution Consulting at Cora Systems. Derry, 17 years you're there. The business basically designs software for project management, is that right?
That's right, Bobby.
Yeah.
Good morning. We're actually, ironically, the same as Kieran. Cora, 25 years in business this year. We've developed a software platform that allows enterprise customers to manage portfolios of projects. And that allows them to do that in a more profitable way.
Yeah.
And we're starting to get a very strong footprint in the kind of manufacturing and aerospace industries. And we've experienced huge growth in the last couple of years.
How many people do you employ now?
We're up to about 225 now, Bobby.
That's great.
So when I joined 17 odd years ago, there was about 12 or 13 of us soldiering out of Carrick. But we now have a presence in the United States and in London as well. But Carrick is World HQ.
It's a world, isn't that fantastic? Stay with us. Let's talk to Paul O'Brien of OBN Financial Services. Paul, you're very welcome to the programme. Tell us about this Carrick Camino. It sounds fantastic.
Thanks, Bobby. It's good to be here. Yeah, Carrick Camino is in its fourth year this year, and Carrick Chamber, it's run by Carrick and Shannon Chamber of Commerce, and in 2019, we had a huge year in Carrick Chamber. We reinvigorated the Chamber. We got a huge uplift in our membership. And then the COVID came along. And like in a lot of places, it killed an awful lot of voluntary work. It killed our momentum. And it put a kibosh on all the good work we'd done in 2019. So in 2021, we said, look, we need something fresh and new to get us back working together in a project. And Carrick Camino was born out of that. And we're advised by everyone not to do it because we're still under sort of restrictions and that sort of stuff. So we went ahead with it. And just at the time we were going ahead, all those restrictions were dropped. So we got to have Carrick Camino. So it was one of the few things that happened in 2021.
And as I understand it, it's a 34-kilometre hike.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what it entails.
You come to Carrick and Shannon, you register in the market yard. You're bussed out as far as Ballyfernan in Roscommon, the far gates of Kilronan. And you come back then on a 34-kilometre hike through the Arigna Mountains, through the village of Arigna, all the way down to along Loch Allen, into Drumshambo, Acres Lake. Then you come along the Blue Way into Leitrim Village. It's a fantastic route. We're blessed to have a fantastic route, which is maintained brilliantly by Roscommon Leader Partnership and Leitrim as well. But they give us fantastic support and help with the trail.
Okay, and the numbers of people using this Camino, the Carrick Camino, it's whatever, nearly 3,000 people doing it.
Yeah, well, we it's on one day a year. It's a guided route. It's a guided route on the 31st. It's the last Saturday in August every year. It's only one day a year because a part of our route is actually private land. Frank Whitney gives us his farmland. So it is only one day a year. We have great numbers. Tickets are on carrickcamino.ie. Had to get that
all
in.
Right.
We have great turnout and people really enjoy
okay.
it.
Okay. Let's... Our next guests run a very interesting business because it's a cycle business, electric bike trails. Eileen and Seamus Givens, you're both very welcome. Now, you guys operate from over the road here, is that right, in Leitrim Town?
That's right.
Tell us about your business.
Well, we're in business about 12 years and we have, it's a bike hire business and we sell electric bikes as well. But we have a full range of all types of bikes and... we're very lucky that we have the Shannon Blue Way just outside our door. So we have a 10-kilometre linear route between Leitrim Village and Drumshambo Village, a traffic-free cycle path. So you have 20 kilometres round trip.
Seamus, who's the customer for electric bike hire? What type of person chooses to use your business?
Well, absolutely everybody. Because we cater for everybody.
Yeah.
From the electric bikes for... maybe the older generation that wants to get back cycling and take it a bit easier. But we also do, right from a child's bike at a 16-inch wheel, right up to the larger bikes. But we have carts for to bring the kids, pull the kids behind the bikes.
Yeah.
We have child seats, tandems for maybe people with disabilities.
Yeah,
I work with people with disabilities, so I like to cater and think we're inclusive.
Yeah, and as Eileen was saying there, the 10K Blue Way is probably an ideal stretch because it's, whatever, somebody might spend a couple of hours doing it. Plus your proximity to Carrick and Shannon is also a nice distance, is it not?
It is, but yeah. we also have, personally at the moment we wouldn't send people towards Carrick because it's just the main road, but hopefully within the next 2 years we will have Leitrim Village joined to Carrick and Shannon, Drumshambo. But we have another 5K route along the Shannon Aaron Waterway,
okay.
which is also very family-friendly.
Okay, well, look, it sounds like a great business. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Now it's time to meet some more businesses from Carrick and Shannon. I'm delighted to meet Georgia Vishne. She's the only owner of Artesa Coffee. Georgia, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Bobby.
Martin Costello from Church TV also joins us. Looking forward to hearing about that. Pamela Ruddy from the Moon River Carrick Day Boats and River Run Cruiser joins us as well, as does Colm Keane, the manager from The Hive, which is a very interesting hub. Also joining us is Conor Marr from The Oarsman, a great gastro pub about 100 yards from here. I'm going to start with you, Conor, because I was in your lovely hostelry last night. And firstly, you operate the business with your brother. You've been in business quite a long number of years. How did it all come about?
Well, Bobby, we're the seventh generation of our family practicing hospitality in the town. Myself and Roland took over the business in 2002. And back to then, Kieran alluded to earlier, like there were very few restaurants out there, and we just saw a gap in the market.
Yeah.
Having worked abroad, we just knew that Kerry could really do with a food-led kind of business, bringing in kind of local organic food, sustainable food, and presenting it with love on the plate.
Well, one of the things that I noticed last night, the first thing was on the left-hand side of the menu, all the staff are mentioned, then a list of all the suppliers and where the food comes from. And I just thought it's credible, it's sincere, and what you see is what you get.
We're very proud of all our staff and our suppliers. I mean, they're an integral part of the business. Without our staff, we're nothing. And I think hopefully you got to sample the hospitality last night.
It was absolutely fantastic.
And again, our suppliers, we work with so many local suppliers, and that is our key philosophy and has been since the beginning. The likes of Georgia and Leitrim Hill, Goat's Cheese, where Eddie kind of visited the shop, and Rye River, we have their products as well from Tom, who's a native of Carrick via Cork, I have to say, because he's a very proud Corkman
we'll
as well.
We'll be challenging him on that a bit later on. Yeah. And just finally, before we talk to some other guests, working with your brother, food and beverage, hospitality, it's a tough station. It's a tough business. The fact that there's two of you surely helps.
Absolutely. I think we bring in different dynamics to the business, and as you said, I mean, it's a challenging environment out there. So having two of us to shoulder the pressure really makes it a lot easier. But we have, we're just hoping, if we can give a little kind of plug in, that the government might see fit to bring VAT down for us.
All right.
So that would be very important to the business.
Also with family, you can kill each other and then make up afterwards, which always works well.
Is that what Roland said to you last night?
Thanks, Connor. Let's talk to you. You mentioned Georgia there. Georgia Vishnay, you're in the coffee business, a business that's very close to my heart, Artesa Coffee. How did that come about?
Thank you, Bobby, for having me. I set up my coffee roasting business 15 years ago in Carrick-on-Shannon. We're trying to offer and focus on quality coffee for businesses, for individuals. We have offers from specialty grade coffee to unique espresso blends. But I didn't start in my professional life in coffee, nowhere near. I was an architect in Hungary.
Were you? Wow.
Yeah, so I guess the next question is, how on earth does a Hungarian architect end up roasting coffee in Carrick-on-Shannon? Well, the story started in 2004. Hungary joined the EU, and myself and my husband, who's also an architect, decided to broaden our horizon, travel a little bit, and gain some experience in our field as an architect. We got lots of interview opportunities in Ireland. We traveled around the country. We got to know how beautiful it is. But there was something about Carrick-on-Shannon when we stepped down from the bus. I so remember the day. It was the end of September 2004. The Shannon River was absolutely magnificent. There's lush green everywhere. We fell in love with the town.
So you made a decision back then in 2004 that your future was going to be here in this town.
Yeah, and life was very good here.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it up until 2008 when suddenly it wasn't such a great idea to be in a construction industry. So both my husband and I found ourselves unemployed, had no income. We didn't want it to move, and no one needed an architect. So for me, the logical decision was to set up a business. And when I asked myself, what do I have passion for beside architecture, the answer came straight away that it's coffee. I've been mad about coffee since I'm a child.
And how did you reskill? How did you actually learn roasting coffee is a fairly technical experience. It's one that takes often years to perfect. How did you reskill and re-educate yourself?
Yeah, it's very technical. But to be honest, because I'm an architect and a business engineer, I actually have a paper master of science. My attitude, the way of thinking was helped me to get to get the nits and bits of roasting coffee. I'm fascinated by the taste of coffee, no problem, and everything that connects to coffee, and also have a very good understanding on quality and attention to details, heat convey, the airflow, maintenance, and all these little things, but you never talk that it's all necessary to have a good cup of coffee.
Absolutely. Well, stay with us. A really, really interesting story. Let's talk about Moon River Cruises now, because Pamela joins us.
Hi, Bobby.
How are you, Pamela? How are things?
You're very welcome to Carrick and Shannon.
Yeah, lovely to be here. I was reading your brochure, and I think you're going to like this, because I've just picked up the brochure outside in the hotel, and it said live music, commentary, and then bar on board. And I read it as live music with a complimentary bar on board.
I know, we couldn't do that. No, we couldn't do that.
I thought that mightn't be a great business proposition, particularly in a place like Carrick and Shannon.
No, it wouldn't be a good idea.
Tell us about it. It's a great business, and you've been in it for many years. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so the Moon River is over 26 years here in Carrick and Shannon. It was the brainchild of Jerry Murtha and the Murtha family. He's seen an opportunity where people couldn't afford cruisers at the time in Carrick and Shannon, and decided that there was a place there for a boat that could bring people up and down the Shannon. He designed it himself and brought over a designer called Hugo van der Swan from Holland, who took his drawings, and Moon River, it is what it is today, the iconic that it is here in Carrick and Shannon.
How many people does it accommodate?
The boat itself can hold up to between 80 and 100 people.
Right.
Yeah.
So and then you've a mixed bag then of, I suppose, scheduled tours, some corporate.
Yeah, we run from the end of January right up to second last week in December. So we have everything from public cruises, which we're running at the minute every day. They take your daycationers, your active age, your families. Then we have, at the moment, when he first started off, he had one tour company coming. We now, 6 days of the week, we have buses stopping here in Carrick and Shannon, which is a knock-on effect for other businesses in the town. I mean, they might go on to us, they might go for lunch, they have a look around the dock, you know, they shop in the town. So it is great for the town to have it here as well. Then obviously there was an opportunity where Carrick became very popular for Hens and Stags. It became, we seen that there was an opportunity to bring them out for an hour. And at the moment we run six of those cruises on a Saturday back to back.
Yeah. Six back to back.
Six back to back from three.
And are they all sold out?
They're all sold out, especially in the summer. They would
Isn't
be all
amazing?
Sold out. Yeah. Yeah.
That's and like 600 people.
It's about 600 people. Yeah. So it's, we run it very well. We've been doing it for a long, long time. Buses bring them to and from, you know, and they really enjoy it. I think there's always this image in their mind when they come, we want to go on the water, and, you know, they get on board, they do rock the boat, and they're happy out.
Great. Well done. Colm Keane is our next guest, business development manager at The Hive, which, as I understand it, was Ireland's first rural digital hub. We hear all about, you know, working from home pods and places, but you guys have been around a long time.
We have, Bobby. We're one of the first hubs to open in the country. There's almost 400 of them now on the Connected Hubs network, or the connectedhubs.ie website. We were one of the early ones. A lot of hubs or centres such as ourselves are usually attached to a third level college or some other sort of institute like that. We're one of the first that was set up on its own. It was developed on the site of what was previously an enterprise centre. The County Enterprise Board were based out there. We had some industrial units. There still are three. That's where Artesa Coffee is brewed or is roasted every day. But the main part of the campus is Digital Hub. We have about 107 people working there if everyone was in at the same time, which thankfully they don't do too often. But we're open 7 days a week. We have 23 businesses currently operating.
Well, that's great. And Carrick and Shannon strikes me as the perfect place for that kind of work, as in that you've got a place that you can go to every day, but you can also work from home and you can live in this beautiful town and with all it has to offer.
It is, yeah, it's great. And for people who have holiday homes, maybe who want to remote work and they don't want to sign up to full-time utilities all year round, they can just come do whatever work they need. It's flexible. We think of ourselves as trying to solve problems for people or trying to create opportunities for people to work, be it through the network connections or the space that we can provide, or the people that we can sometimes introduce them to, even people that they'd meet within the centre can create opportunities as well. So it's great.
Yeah, because they're all people with basically everybody has the same issues, and collaboration, informal collaboration, is a very powerful tool.
We do. We have a lot of startups and people who are early maybe in their business journey, and they like to maybe, they don't want to ring their accountant with a question that could be answered by someone who might have done a VAT return or whatever it might be before. So it's great to have, you have a second pair of eyes on something if you want, or, you know, to have someone else that you can talk to is often a great benefit for people who work.
Yeah, there. Yeah. Our next guest is Martin Costello. He's the owner of Church TV. Now, I've been looking forward to meeting you, Martin, because this is a business that may need some explanation from me. Tell us about you and your business, if you would.
Yes, well, I worked in broadcasting in the UK, and I came back to Ireland about 18 years ago, and I came to Carrick and Shannon to help a friend for a couple of weeks. He had a busy tile shop, and he was Sharta driver. I'm still here. I set up my audiovisual business then shortly afterwards, and I seen a niche in the religious sector for broadcasting the masses. I set up the business. We done the first trial camera in Carrick and Shannon 15 years ago, and it's still there.
No way.
And then we kind of expanded. We do all the technical support for Knock Shrine. So we were very busy with the visit of.
So maybe just explain to us how it actually works. What's the business model?
The business model is the church rents per month our platform, so they basically have a live streaming platform.
Okay.
But as most priests are non-technical, they wouldn't be interested in computers or laptops. So it's a basic switch in the sacristy. They switch on, and we handle all the technical side of it. Then, so
yeah, my mother, who's 91, is a big mass listener, and she has her favourite priests that are streamed, and she tells me about them. So, like, there's a big market out there for
there is. Yeah, we call them the mass hoppers. they jump from church to church, and they find their favourite priest, and then they send us emails and they complain about other priests. We don't pass them on, but we have that aspect of it as well. Yeah, So
there's groupies and all that.
Oh, there is.
Groupies.
There is. Yes, yeah. there's groupies.
And what about things like streaming funeral services and other maybe add-ons in the same space?
Yeah, it's our big market, our big traffic. Like we see about 450,000 viewers a week now.
Do you?
On our platform. It's very, the funerals are massive. Easter, Christmas as well. Most of our traffic is 50-50 domestic and outside of Ireland, but Christmas goes to about 80% on Christmas Day. There's a lot of people that just want to log into the local parish church to feel enough home.
Yeah.
So they can see their home church and that. So it's big traffic.
And businesses such as your own, Martin, they've really kind of changed how the church operates, haven't they, in to a large degree?
They have, yeah. It's as I say, we work with Knock. We were there during Biden's visit and the Pope's visit. And as a small business in Leitrim, to be involved with the Connective Hub, my office is in the Hive. We were able to have online meetings with the Vatican and with the White House. And yet, as a sole trader, we had the technology behind us in the Hive to be able to operate as a credible business, basically, you know. And Carrick and Shannon is an hour and a half's drive from 70% of Ireland.
Yeah.
So from our point of view that install in churches, we can be anywhere 70% of the country within an hour and a half.
Very interesting.
Which is vital for us.
And I saw from your website then there's things like you can light candles, and these are other add-ons that we've just incorporated into the service.
We've just launched that. A lot of feedback from people were, could we engage more, and could they pay, you know, could they do their contributions online or light a candle? So we've developed a smart candelabra, which allows people anywhere in the world to light a candle online, and it lights automatically in the church. So you could be in New York watching a funeral that's happening in Carrick and Shannon. You can go in and leave condolence to the family, light a candle, the candle lights automatically in the church, and the priest afterwards then can give the condolence messages to the family. So it connects the whole parish back into a group again.
Okay. Well, listen, it sounds like fantastic work that you're doing. Well done for doing that. I want to thank all my guests, Georgia Vishne, owner of Artesa Coffee, Martin there from Church TV, Pamela Ruddy from the Moon River Cruises, Colin Keane from The Hive, and indeed Conor Maher here from The Oarsman. Thanks for all for sharing your business stories with us. We very much appreciate it.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.